And joining us this morning, Farmhands Nourishes Executive Director Gretchen Boyer.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
And you brought Caitlin Coughlin with you too, didn't you?
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great this morning.
Now, let me ask you a question. First of all, free the seeds. That kind of, are they being held captive or something? What does that mean?
Well, we like to think that saving seeds is a radical act.
So okay.
We're freeing them and helping the community grow wonderful food in the Flathead Valley.
Okay.
Ooh, free radicals. I like it.
Free radicals.
Oh, I don't know. We're just, we're a little off this morning. So you guys will have to bring us back into the fold here if you want. Okay, let's talk about the Free the Seeds event. Now, this isn't the first time you've done this.
No, this is our fifth annual event held at FECC.
Okay, and so this year it's recovery, closing the waste gap in our community food system. Seeds are wasted?
No. Well, oftentimes people don't think about saving their own seeds. So
yeah.
We're going to talk about saving seeds, what that means from after you grow to when you're produce flowers, and that you can save seeds in so many different ways. And we'll also be talking a lot about food waste recovery, so composting, and adding value to food products that maybe you would think are waste, you know, that you want to throw away.
No, it is kind of an issue, isn't it, to have good diversity as far as different strains of seeds as opposed to just one, because I remember reading that was what caused the potato famine or something years ago. You know, if you get a blight or something. Maybe I'm going in the wrong direction here, but
No, you're just on.
Well,
you're a free radical, Robert.
Yeah, right. I was thinking about, I know that they have the seeds that are can survive Roundup and the weeds don't, but you know, and they're trying to patent them or something, copyright them. But you're talking about actually seeds that are passed on. They could be passed on down through the family, right?
Correct, and through our community. So it's like you can grow a melon and then save those seeds. So instead of having to go to the store,
right,
anyone going to the store, you know, Aces and picking up your seeds, you can save those seeds. And then our event provides an opportunity where you can save those seeds, you can plant some of them, and then a lot of community members donate a ton of seeds to our event. So the community come in, and then they can pick up a packet of melon seeds. So anyone can grow and have a garden, and you don't have to put it in.
And you should be pretty sure that they're going to work here in the Flathead Valley, since that's where they came from.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, making sure that they're locally adapted is pretty important. And what you were talking about is monoculture, and, you know, when seeds, when we have less varieties, then they are more endangered to potential disease. And
yeah.
So it is really important. You know, we will have a wide variety. There'll be lots of heritage and heirloom seeds, and they're all non-GMO, organically grown seeds. So and they have the best ability to grow in our environment.
All right, let's just for those who don't know, how do we save seeds?
Well, it's different with each crop. And so when you think of a melon, as Caitlin talked about earlier, when you cut open a melon, you see the seeds.
The things we spit out.
Exactly. Those are seeds. They're really important, and that's the same with any squash. So, for example, Thanksgiving this year, I made acorn squash that I knew was grown locally, and I saved all the seeds from it, and they'll be at Free the Seeds next month.
How about flowers?
So flowers also have lots of different ways. You know, when they talk about at the end of the life of a lot of flowers, the seeds are that's when the seeds come out. So it's understanding that each crop is a little bit different, each plant. Yeah. And it's not hard to learn how to do it. I mean, you can easily Google how you save seeds. That's what we all seem to do in this day and age. And then there's lots of resources. And at Free the Seeds, we'll have a ton of different resources, how to save seeds on different produce, flowers, all sorts of things.
Okay, well, that's an important part of this, because if we're going to contribute to your effort, we've got to learn how to do it.
That's right.
You can learn more at Free the Seeds.
Oh,
and they also have a whole bunch of workshops about growing and starting So if you're a beginner gardener, this could be your place to learn everything.
Let's kind of outline the day now for Free the Seeds. What's going to happen, starting when, and going all the way through it?
It starts at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
There'll be the seed giveaway. We are currently packaging seeds, and last year we gave out, I think, 15,000 packets of seeds. So we'll have them all prepackaged, and that'll happen for about an hour and a half. And then the workshops will begin, and we have 25 workshops slated right now. Between the hours of 10 and 3:30, we'll have a half-hour break for lunch. And we have roughly 6 workshops going at the same time, and for a variety of topics, and we can talk about those. But then we also have, at lunch, we'll have a food truck there, so folks can have the opportunity to have lunch. And then we'll also have some community conversations about issues around saving our food waste. And we're going to also have an OPI teacher credit opportunity at Free the Seeds.
Oh, good.
Okay, now what is the date on this, on Free the Seeds this year?
March 7th.
March 7th.
At FBCC. Are you going to be in the Arts and Tech building?
Exactly.
Okay. So
we're going to take over the whole building. Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. All right. The Free the Seeds. You guys, thank you so much. Gretchen and Caitlin, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.